Next case.
This is case number 12826, Jesse and Elizabeth Baer. The applicants seek a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance from the front yard setback requirement, sections 115-23 and 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Roxana Road and Persimmon Place. The 911 address is 34556 Persimmon Place in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 108.08. Specifically, the applicants are requesting a 15-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement. And staff note that a previous Board of Adjustment case, case number 11727, was approved for this property, and it expired on April 5th, 2017. There are 3 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'm recusing from this case.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You state your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Elizabeth DuPont Baer. I live at 34556 Persimmon Place, Frankfurt.
Okay. Let's swear you both in at the same time, sir. Can you state your name?
My number 36234 Wendell Run, Ocean View.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do I get, okay.
You may present your case.
Sure. This application was submitted to the board in 2016 and approved, but we did not execute it at that time. It is a resubmission for our second approval. The board's first approval statement is included in your packet. Our one-acre lot is in a zoned residential area. The proposed garage apartment is in keeping with the neighborhood. Our lot is unique in the sense that it is a corner lot that's bordered by Route 17 and Persimmon Place. Ordinarily, it would be assumed that our lot's front yard would face Route 17, but the county considers our front yard to be Persimmon Place, which is that gravel driveway. The current house faces Route 17 and does meet setbacks. The proposed location is in the most reasonable placement for the building, and our current driveway would service this building and not require a separate entrance on Route 17. Other areas of the lot are low-lying, and so this is really the only place in our lot that is feasible. The location of our septic system necessitates our current proposed location, and the building would be built as close as possible to the septic system, but it would require current relief from the 30-foot setback requirement on the roadside, and so our proposed setback is 15 feet. We've contacted our neighbors, the one directly across from us, and our 2 neighbors to the rear of the gravel driveway, and they all had written approval that should be included and raised no objections. The building is essentially a garage apartment, which is compatible with the surrounding residentially zoned area, and it will not be out of place. The initial septic permit for the current home allowed for the current 3-bedroom residence plus 1 additional bedroom with this project in mind, which we were considering when we came and built it the first time. So our septic permit includes approval for this current proposal. And that's all we have.
Questions?
On Persimmon Drive, how far is your property line from the asphalt of Persimmon?
It's a gravel.
You have about,
it's a gravel road. Persimmon Place is a gravel road about 12 feet wide. Property line's about 15 feet from the edge of that road. So it'd be 30 feet from the edge of the road.
I'm familiar with this area. You would think that riding by this, you know, it's, it is a side road, it wouldn't be safe to have an entrance from 17, other than, you know, to pull into a home, is what I'm saying. It's much safer on 17.
Are there any changes on this application from the original application?
Oh, it's the original spot that we were proposed.
Okay.
And your existing septic system is constraining your ability to put the garage apartment closer into the lot, correct?
Correct. With our, you can't see it, but it's behind that fence. So we designed the septic system planning that we would have this apartment
right.
Garage, and so it's Essentially, it's where that trampoline, which we lost in a storm, was, and that's where it will be on that property. So we'll enter the same driveway and then just be able to turn into that one.
And is the septic system sized to accommodate the garage apartment?
It is, and it's included in our original permit, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Sharp?
One other question real quick. In Persimmon, it looks like it's just a, you said it was a gravel driveway, just serves two, or, well, I guess a couple houses back there?
Correct.
Okay.
Is the square footage is still 700 square feet?
I believe the garage apartment piece is 800, right, Todd?
The residential area is 700 square feet. The garage, the total building area would be 48 by 28. The garage located in the front, the apartment building in the back.
It's not taken up, so it's not taken the totality of this thing, it's just a small part of it. And is there going to be dedicated parking for the occupant of the apartment?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
I take it you're the person who'll be living in the apartment?
Yes, fortunately.
Great.
Depending on your decision.
Very good. You all may have a seat.
Okay, thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12826 for Jesse and Elizabeth Bear?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case number 12826, Jesse and Elizabeth Bear, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12826 for Jesse and Elizabeth Bear for the requested variances. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance.
Second.
Mr. Williamson, before we move, what about the special use?
And for the special use exemption. Thank you.
Thank you. And
I second that also.
Thank you.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
And I too. So they vote of 4-0, your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Take a 5-minute recess.